This is Press TV's Top 5. Thanks very much for joining us. Well, the United Nations Security Council has voiced deep concern about the ongoing violence against Myanmar's Rohingya Muslims.
The members of the Security Council expressed deep concern about the situation in the Rakhine State, acknowledging the initial attack on Myanmar security forces on 25th August. They condemned the subsequent violence, which has led to over 370,000 people being displaced. They expressed concern about reports of excessive violence during the security operations and called for immediate steps to end the violence in Rakhine.
The 15-member council called for de-escalating the situation, re-establishing law and order, and ensuring the protection of civilians in Myanmar. Earlier, the UN Secretary General acknowledged the mass displacement of the Rohingya can be best described as ethnic cleansing. Antonio Guterres also said the humanitarian situation for Myanmar's Muslims remains catastrophic. The UN chief warned that the crisis in the country's Rakhine State is destabilizing the region. Joining us live now from Ontario is Mr. Edward Corrigan, who is an international human rights lawyer, and he's joining us live now via Skype. Mr. Corrigan, in your opinion, what should the Security Council be doing? Condemnations obviously aren't enough, are they?
Well, no, and the condemnation is coming a little bit late. It's good that it's happened, but there should be like a formal commission. The UN should be investigating the well-documented instances of massacre, rape, killing of women and children, and ethnic cleansing and destruction of whole villages. 370,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled in the past 2 weeks, but there's over a million refugees that have fled Myanmar in Bangladesh. And Bangladesh, of course, is one of the poorest countries in the world. It's not really capable of supporting this number of refugees. So, the international community really has to step up and show support. You have actually ordinary people in Bangladesh are opening their homes, they're helping people. So they are, reaching forward and helping the Rohingya Muslims. But as I said, the world has to, really show some financial, support for these refugees. In addition, I think the Muslim community could do a lot more. Turkey has been sending aid, but most of the other, lip service, and they've promised it, but they need to follow through on the commitments to provide support for these refugees from the Islamic organization in various Islamic countries. So yes, it's described as ethnic cleansing. It's actually probably Amnesty International called this like the worst single human rights violation that they've seen in the past 5 years. And, it is horrific. Now, it's the Europeans and the Americans, Canadians are very slow to move on this. It's good that the Security Council was unanimous. So the Americans also and the British, French, supported the condemnation. But again, words are not going to stop this. There has to be real, pressure put on the government in Myanmar. And of course, there's been more talk of removing the Nobel Peace Prize for Suu Kyi, who is officially the president of Myanmar right now and had been a long time, political activist and civil rights campaigner. But unfortunately, she is not taking action with regard to the Muslims in Myanmar. And you have, she's even condemned this as fake news, despite all the evidence to the contrary. There are satellite photos showing that just whole villages are being erased. And this is, maybe it's a good start, but they need to do a lot more.
All right, Mr. Corrigan, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you taking your time to speak to us.